Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, For by grace are you saved
through faith.
And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, I don't know how you were, but when I was a kid, whenever it came time for Christmas or my birthday, I would naturally run to the biggest present there was. Not knowing what was inside, I just went to it because it looked enticing. So, with that said, Brother Brian, open that up. Let's give him a hand. Any person's natural reaction to an empty gift would be disappointment. And that's what we are like today. The devil will come and offer us his enticing things of the world. And they may look good at first appearance. And because of our sinful nature, we're naturally drawn to it. And as the world cheers us on, we get into the wrapping paper and dig and try to find the peace and the joy and the love that we so desperately long for. But as much as we dig, all we find is nothing but emptiness. Inside, there is nothing. In sin, you hear me tonight, there is nothing whatsoever in sin but heartache and pain and emptiness. That's all there is. There's nothing in here. This is your life. If you're living in sin tonight, it's nothing but emptiness. There's nothing in drugs. It's only emptiness. There's nothing in sex outside of marriage. It's only emptiness. Do you know why? There's so many homosexuals today. Because they're empty on the inside. And they're looking. And they're just longing to be loved. So hear me. Tonight, there is emptiness in sin. The gifts of the devil are not really gifts at all, but they're only setups to destroy your life and will ultimately send you to hell in the lake of fire. There's nothing in sin but emptiness. If you were to go to Nashville and talk to the country music stars, they say, I have this and that, but yet my life has no meaning. It's empty. Is this your life? Do you have a nice car? Do you have a husband or a wife? Do you have money in the bank? Do you have a nice house? but yet your life is still empty. Is this the way? Your life is like nothing but emptiness. There's no joy or satisfaction in life. So I don't care if it is the biggest thing in Hollywood or the brightest thing on stage today. Don't go chasing after it, because all it is an empty promise and an empty offer. Sometimes the best gift comes in a small package. And there was a gift that may seem small and insignificant to this world. But it came. One day 2,000 years ago, wrapped in the flesh of a baby called Jesus. And then 30. And then 30 years later, and then 30 years later, this same Jesus would grow up to be a man. And when he would preach with power and authority, the gift was still wrapped up inside of him. And the people were blinded by their sin and by their pride. They couldn't see why he had come. And then, as he began to perform many miracles, signs and wonders from heaven, he would touch the blinded eye, and they would be opened. He would touch the sickened body, and they would be healed. He would open the deaf ears and loosen the dumb tongue and make the dead to rise again. And the gift was shaken inside. But yet not opened. Then, finally, one Friday in April, God said to all the angels, and to his staff, it's time to open the gift. What joy there must have been in heaven when God said, it's time to open the gift. What sorrow there must have been in earth as God said, it's time to open the gift. So they took him and they slapped him and they hit him and beat him. And they plucked his beard, beginning to unwrap slowly the gift. And then they would take a reed and they would beat his head, beginning to expose the gift. And then they would take a cat of nine tails and beat his back 39 times. Do you suppose that's what the skin must have sounded like?
As the whip came down.
As the whip came down.
On his back.
On his back.
And his skin.
And his skin.
And his body.
And his body.
Became
white. Like.
Beaten up.
Like the wrapping paper. And I can see as they would take
a crown of thorns
and place it
upon
his head. And then they would take nails and drive them into his hands and his feet.
As
the skin
would come off. It would fall to the ground.
And then they nailed him
to the cross. Suspended.
Between heaven and earth. And as he cried, it is finished, and gave up the ghost.
Thank God.
After all these years. After all these centuries. The gift was finally opened. But what was inside
stunned the world.
For those of you who can't see that.
That's a red dot.
It's a red dot.
This is a close up. Just one drop. Was found.
Inside. The gift.
Yeah. Thank God.
Because one drop. Can save your soul. One drop of blood can change your life. Yes. Jesus did
spill
all of his blood
on
Calvary's cross. But it just takes one drop to save your life, to change your family and your future and your home. It still takes the blood of Jesus. I still believe in preaching in the old-fashioned blood of Jesus, because like the old song says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Blood precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It doesn't take a whole lot of this and that. I believe. Sometimes as preachers, and I'm guilty of it, we like to pick it apart and analyze this or that. But let me put it to you this way. The blood of Jesus still cleanses us from all our our sin. And after his resurrection, Jesus Christ went to the throne room of God. And he walked right up to God. And he presented his blood, his gift to the Father. I can see him as he said, Daddy, is this good enough? And when the blood was dropped into the hand of God, thank God, it was sufficient enough. And with the blood of bullocks and goats and sheep was not sufficient enough, the blood of Jesus satisfied God. And where there was once emptiness and brokenness and loneliness, when you call on the name of the Lord, just one drop, and it'd be applied, and your life can be filled with many. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. There's still healing in the blood of Jesus. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. There's still salvation in the blood of Jesus. And if you come and accept this blood of Jesus, the gift that was given for you, then the gift giver will accept you into his family. And where sin once separated us, afar off from God, Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2 that his blood has drawn us nigh unto God. So, whatever you have need of, whatever it is,
This one thing
is my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm not good enough, nor will I ever be good enough. But it's only by and through the blood of Jesus if I'm ever going to make it into heaven. It'll just be by one way, and it's through the blood of Jesus. So I challenge you
today
to accept the atonement for sin,
the covering of sorrow,
and the covering of sorrow
for your sin,
for your sin.
And it's through the blood,
and it's through the blood
of
Jesus.
God
didn't say,
when I see
a free will Baptist,
I'll pass over you.
I'll pass over you.
God didn't say.
God didn't say.
When I see.
When I see.
Pentecostal.
A Pentecostal.
I'll pass over you.
I'll pass over you. God didn't say.
When I see a Methodist.
When I see a Methodist.
I'll pass over you.
I'll pass over you.
So
he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
So come
tonight and accept
sacrifice.
His sufficient sacrifice
for our sin.
For our sin.
Come and be saved.
Come and be saved.
And I promise you.
And I promise you.
It'll
be the greatest gift
that you
have ever received.